I'm very glad that I'm in Romania in the mid-90s and I wasn't there in the mid-80s, because I haven't seen any pig's brains yet, Brenton. For the past 3 years, I've been living and working in the centre of Romania in a small town called Taumachu, and I've been setting up Christian kindergarten. Well, what's that involved for me? Firstly, that's involved writing and implementing a full two-year program for preschoolers, some of which you can see here. The top picture is of our children, and they're having an English lesson there, and you can see the rest for yourself. But they're some of the lovely children that we have to the opportunity to be involved with. Secondly, the important part, an important part in my role over in Romania, has been training up 4 Romanian Christian girls, which God has wonderfully provided for us. When you go to a country and you don't know anybody, it's a little bit hard to work out who you would get to do a job and trustworthy people. Well, God has led us to these 4 young ladies, and they are really dedicated young girls. They're doing a wonderful job. They're over there now, and they're working in the kindergarten while I'm not there. As you can imagine, setting up a kindergarten has many problems and frustrations. Probably the biggest problem that we've had has been in registering our kindergarten and actually finding out what we need to become registered. That's not an easy task in a country like Romania, to find out what you really need to get the papers. One of the needs that we have had, though, is to have at least one qualified teacher. And as none of our girls, it's not our girls up there, but that's okay, none of our girls are actually trained teachers, that's been a difficulty. But God's led us to a part-time teacher's course that one of our girls, Felicia, has been able to start already. And she's able to do that on Saturdays and Sundays, and so she's able to teach in the kindergarten the rest of the time. And that's been a real provision that God has led us to, for her to be able to keep teaching and to get her qualification. And that's all we need. We just need one qualified teacher in our kindergarten, and the government are happy with us. We have 35 children this year in 2 groups, and over half of those children come from non-Christian homes. The main aim of the kindergarten is to reach not only the children, but families of those children with the gospel. And the kindergarten in Taumachu has proven to be very successful in doing that. We've been able to build up really positive relationships with the children's families, their parents, their grandparents, their aunties, uncles, and with the opportunity of being able to share the gospel with them further down the track. This year I was really, at Christmas time, I was very encouraged to hear that at our Christmas program for the children, where all their family come and watch them do their little play or whatever they were doing, all the adults were given programs and brochures for the Mailbox Bible Club, which GLOW has just started over there this year, last year. And so they were able to take those home, and I'm sure many of those adults, those family members, have enrolled already. Well, the work in Taumachu is established. The girls are over there doing the job. So what next? Well, the kindergarten ministry does have a great potential, I believe. And as I return in April, it's my desire to be able to duplicate what's already happened in Taumachu in at least one other area in Romania. At the moment, our sights are set in a place quite a way to the north of Romania, in Romanian Moldova, and this town's called Siret. And in Siret, we have contact with a guy called Cornel. Some of you may have met Cornel because he was out here last year. And he really is a godly young man, and we have very good contact with him, and we have the backing of his church there. They're very keen. Romania and Moldova is a very much poorer area, and not many people go up to the north of Romania, so they miss out on a lot of visiting missionaries, etc., and there's not a great Christian work up there. So they're very keen for us to come up and start a kindergarten in that area. A long-term vision that Cornell has is in fact to start a Christian school, and we're just praying that God would lead step by step, if that's his will, in that area. What are the needs? Obviously there must be needs if we're starting a new kindergarten. What are those needs? Did you know that you could actually be involved in a Christian kindergarten ministry over there? We need buildings and facilities. Obviously, there's money needed, but we need prayer more than anything, that God will lead us and guide us to the right place to set up a kindergarten. We do need finances. Teachers shouldn't be expected to work for nothing. And we need money to be able to support teachers as they work with the children. And it can be as little as, at the moment, wages over there for our teachers are as little as $90 a month for one teacher. So it's not a huge amount of money in our terms. We also need teaching resources. Now this might sound trivial, but if you're over there trying to set up a curriculum and a program for children, it's very hard to work without pictures and visual aids. And there aren't magazines over in Romania or calendars that we can cut up and use. So if people from here could send those things over, we would love that. Also use children's books. We'd be able to use those very much. Educational games that children over here may be finished with, or even educational toys, we'd be able to put them all to good use. Well, my current plan, when I go back, Lord willing, in April, is to stay based in the centre of Romania and to bring teachers down from Suret to train them up and to use the kindergarten in Talmaciu as a model. That would be the plan. And then I would be able to move up and down at different times, stay for extended periods up in the north at Suret, and that would mean, of course, a lot more travel for me and quite a change, so I'd really value your prayers as I'd probably become more mobile around Romania. It's very interesting that when I went to Romania 3 years ago, that I had absolutely no plan to start a Christian kindergarten. I was going for a totally different purpose, but I think probably a lot of people can tell that story. But God has directed very definitely. He has turned us towards this kindergarten ministry. I wasn't prepared for that, but God has provided everything that we have needed, from a schoolroom and all the furniture in it to teachers' wages. And that was without any preparation on our part. He's done it all. So I'm just trusting him that as I go back, he will just do the same, that he will lead step by step. Thank you.